Welcome to Betting the Buckets, the rapid fire podcast presented by bangthebook.com. It's Friday and it's time to get ready for the weekend. That includes the NBA weekend. I'm Cole Ryan, your host, and I'm locked, loaded, some super basketball info to help you bang the book over this weekend. Thank you for stopping by. I know your time is valuable. I know you're getting ready for the weekend, so taking time to tune in, very important to me. I appreciate it. Really means a lot. To celebrate the end of the work week, I'm going to go beyond the box score. I'm going to give you some solid info from a game that was played. It's going to help us scout that team in the future, trying to figure them out. Look into a calendar crunch, point out a team that deserves watching. So get ready. Get those pens out. It's time to circle your calendar. I, as always, will highlight some members of the Buckets Brigade. The Buckets Brigade, I'll get it right. Those are my followers on Twitter. I like to do for every show is just point them out and give them some credit for the conversations we're having. If you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at ColeRyan9. That's at ColeRyan and the number 9. Like my friend Filthy TV, who hit me up on Twitter and asked, how do I join the Buckets Brigade? Simple. You're in, my friend. You are in. All you got to do, follow me on Twitter, hit me up, talk a little basketball. You're in the gang. That's all you got to do. Technically, if you follow me, you're in the gang. But I like to hear from each and every one of you. I'm also going to break down an interesting stat in the NBA. It's simple, but it's worth noting. And I want to confirm a system that will be in play this season. And finally, I'll recap my pick. Look ahead to a pick for tonight in the NBA. The show, blazing quick with a pick. Let's not waste any more time. Let's go. Starting with Beyond the Box Score, the premise is simple. Look at a game that's been played, grab some information out of it that we can use in the future. I'm going to take a look at my beloved Boston Celtics and their loss against the Indiana Pacers. Man, the Celtics got some issues. Starts with turnovers. 19 turnovers the Celtics had led to 22 Pacers points. Marcus Smart was out due to a toe injury, which is a bit mysterious. I'm looking into that as we speak. Coach Brad Stevens, he shuffled things up in the lineup. Boston starters have struggled during the team's first three games. He's not getting that chemistry he needed, so the Celtics ran with the first unit that included Thomas, Amir Johnson, Jared Sullinger, in place of Smart, David Lee, and Tyler Zeller. With Marcus Smart out with that toe injury, it was real simple. He had to change things up, plus they're not playing well. But, of course, they don't play well. They lose. Stevens utilized all 12 players available on Wednesday. It included the longest court time of the season for rookie first-round picks, Terry Rozier, R.J. Hunter. Boston Celtics big man Amir Johnson also twisted his ankle in that loss. So we're hearing everything I'm hearing and reading, he's 50-50 for the game against the Wizards. But check that out, especially if you plan on backing Boston. And look, the Pacers have some issues too. Now they've won two in a row. They're saying they're playing better team ball. For the first time this season against the Celtics, Indiana out-rebounded its opponent. 53-49 advantage. The Pacers had a 24-11 edge in second chance points. That'll get you winners all the time. But it's a little misleading because the Pacers are not very good when it comes to rebounding teams. So if they're playing a very big team, to me, you'd fade the Pacers. But that's my information from Beyond the Box Score. Now let's go on to the counter crunch. Golden State Warriors are on fire. One of the hottest teams in the NBA. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose soon. Because starting with tonight against the Nuggets, they play five games in seven nights, including back-to-back games for the sixth and seventh games at Memphis and at Minnesota. I'm not going to say I'm going to bet against them in this spot because they're really hot, but I'm just saying they're going to lose. I think it's in the stretch. Keep an eye on that. Now, I'm going to get to the system that I was talking about earlier and a stat. First, I'll start with the system. It's the injury theory. Basically, if a player is coming back from injury, and I'm talking about a star player, or a player is out for the first game, you want to pay attention to a team. The premise is simple. If they lost the star player for the first game, then you bet on that team with the injured star player missing, because the theory is the rest of the team gets up. They know they all have to contribute and play better, so therefore, they have a good outing. On the flip side, if a team gets a player back, a major player, for the first time, you play against that team because the theory is those role players kind of take a step back and let him get shots, and he's rusty, so they're going to take a minute to be in a play. This was something I noted this week. All I talked about was Jabari Parker coming back. Stay away from the Bucks. Stay away from the Bucks. What happened? Sure, they beat the Sixers. Pretty close, though. Jabari Parker, 1 of 6 for 2 points in 16 minutes in his first game since tearing his ACL. But he's a good guy. He's a good player. So I'm telling you right now, he's going to be much better for this team in the long run. But avoid him in this play, of course, and avoid any team in this injury situation. I know the Jabari Parker thing I'm telling you about was kind of like water under the bridge. The game's already played, and I stayed away from it. But I just wanted to get this theory out here because I'm going to be talking about it a lot during the season, so I wanted to make it very clear for you guys. Now the stat I'm talking about. Look, sometimes you don't have to work hard to find a stat or a trend that works in your favor. Because for me, it's easy to fall in love with the teams that are playing well. Look, I've been gushing over the Warriors. They've been playing great ball. I've been talking about Curry and the pace he's on. They're 4-1 against the spread, so I can't say don't back this team. But sometimes lesser teams follow equal cash cows, equal better value. For example, if you played the Toronto Raptors, Orlando Magic, Phoenix Suns, every night of the season, you'd be 14-1 against the spread. Sometimes you don't have to work hard to find the value. You just have to figure out the teams that are playing well. So just keep that in mind as you go into the season and situations come up. It might be small research. Hey, this team's really hot. Let's back them. Or really poor. Let's not back them. Or you might have to dig deeper. But man, doing your homework works every time. And that really says something with my recap of my last pick, the Phoenix Suns over the total. I'm 3-4 since the show kicked off. So I'm getting back into that winning groove. I got the high scoring game with the Phoenix Suns. And I got that game using Beyond the Box Score. I looked at Phoenix in the game prior to this one, and my up and down theory. Up and down theory is simple. Percentages are up and down in the NBA, which means if a team usually shoots, I don't know, 40% and they come out and shoot 20%, or they usually shoot 50% and they come out and shoot 70%, there's going to be a regression. It's not always the next game. You got to dig deep. You got to understand. But the Suns played sloppy. They shot poorly, especially from beyond the arc. I said they were going to rebound with a big game. Sure enough, they did. Eric Bledsoe led the Suns with 19 points, was the team's leader in assists with 8. They had a 118-97 win over the Sacramento Kings. That was Wednesday night. It marked the most points the Suns have scored in a game in which they did not have a single player score 20 points or hand out 10 assists since December of 1994. The team, did they rebound? What goes up must go down. What goes down must go up. Heck yeah, they did. 61% from behind the arc. Phoenix's starting five shot 51%, outscored the Kings starter 64-43, and all 13 players scored, and 8 of them hit three-pointers. That's what hard work and research will do. Tonight, Friday night, hold your nose, taking a stinky dog. I'm taking the New Orleans Pelicans, +2.5 over the Atlanta Hawks. Pelicans haven't won. Desperate times calls for desperate measures. Everywhere you read, you're going to hear that Anthony Davis is an MVP. You're going to read that this team has no shot at making the playoffs because they're 0-4. That's bunk. More importantly, puts the pressure on the home team to win. The Hawks, I told you that, the same Hawks from last year. I think this is a tough spot for them. The Hawks are just 1-4 against the spread in the last 5 meetings in the Big Easy, which means they don't play there well. But the Pelicans know what they need to do to win. Basically, teams that play against the Pelicans are just double-teaming Anthony Davis and playing down low and taking everybody out of the game. Because when Davis is kicking out, nobody is hitting any baskets. The Pelicans need their other offensive weapons to be productive and efficient, but Davis, Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, Drew Holiday are all shooting below 40% from the field. Davis, as we know, one of the NBA's most prolific and efficient scorers, just 37.9% in this year. And that's because all they're doing is keying on him, and he doesn't get any help to open up the court, open up the defense. Look, the points per game differential, which is a stat I like. Hawks are just +4 in the season, which means they're not blowing anybody out. The games are keeping close. You keep this game close, you're at home with a team desperate for a win. Ooh, boy, watch out. Pelicans, oh, by the way, 11-5-1 against the spread in the last 17 versus the NBA Southeast Division. They play well against this division. Plus, Pelicans, 15-6 against the spread in the last 21 home games against a team with a road winning percentage of greater than 60%, which means they play up for games like this. They play up at home. To me, they win this game outright. I'm going to take the points because I love taking points all the time. Give me the 2.5. By the way, if you want to sprinkle a little bit on the money line, I don't blame you because I think they went outright. That will do it for the show. Wicked quick. Great pick. That's how I love to do it. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Remember, it's also still football season. Check out me and Adam Burke on the Gridiron Gambling Report podcast. We do it every Tuesday. We did one last Tuesday. Check it out. You still got time before football. Week 9 kicks in. So definitely take time to tune in. That is a great show. I love it. Follow me on Twitter, too, @ColeRyan9, and join the Buckets Brigade with guys and gals like Scoop and Score, and plus some regulars. Chingaling, he's been a regular this year. In fact, he gave me a topic just yesterday for a great show. are a great topic I'm going to use on a future show, so I really appreciate it. And those are just a few of the great guys and gals that are in the Buckets Brigade. I answer all the tweets and questions possible. If I'm a little late, I'm sorry, but hit me up. The best conversations, comments, and more will be featured right here on the show. You want to know about picks, especially over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. I got them. Trends, injury reports, who's in, who's out. I love talking hoops, and I love talking to the Buckets Brigade. So please, that'll do it for the show. Enjoy the weekend in the NBA, and win big betting the Buckets.